We are in such a different land, it's on a different day. Normally on Tuesday, we check in with an independent bookseller in our region to find out great books for this particular time of year. And we were doing a fun drive. We were finishing a fun drive on Tuesday. So we asked our independent bookstore of the week, Northshire Bookstore, if they could do it on Thursday. And they said, absolutely. And so it's a great pleasure to welcome Maeve this morning. Maeve Noonan of Northshire Books in Saratoga Springs and Manchester Center, Vermont, joining us to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this season. Maeve, how are you?
I'm good. Hello, Joe.
Hello. Very nice to have you on the program. Where would you like to begin?
Well, how about some history?
Okay.
What I have for us, this is the anniversary, 800th anniversary of the Magna Carta, and that does have some bearing on our own history, of course. And so I have two particular titles to begin with. The Greatest Knight by Thomas Asbridge, and that is The Remarkable Life of William Marshall, The Power Behind Five English Thrones. It is a wonderful history. It reads like a novel. It starts off with William Marshall at the age of five nearly being hung for crimes that his father committed in the age of Henry II's predecessor, Stephen, and Matilda. There was this major war going on between the two cousins, and Matilda's son becomes Henry II. But it is this one man's history through 70 years of English outright law, unruly disorder, chaos, and how everything is laid forth for the Magna Carta to come about in 1215. And it is a wonderful book. It's hardcover. It is $27.99 right now, but it is shortly going to paperback in November. That leads us to the second book I have, which is The Magna Carta by
Yes.
Dan Jones, and that is The Birth of Liberty. This is a little shorter, but a really good read, and it talks about the actual history of the Magna Carta, King John, the barons, and what leads to the law and also the mythology behind the Magna Carta. And that is available this coming Tuesday.
Out this Tuesday. It's Dan Jones's Magna Carta.
Correct.
All right, next.
Yeah. And then on to some little different history section. It's called The Irie Vikings, and is by Nancy Marie Brown. It is available right now in hardcover. And it's the mystery of the most famous chess set, which was found on the Isle of Lewis. And it was found in the 19th century, but they have been shuffled back and forth. They've been broken up. It is not one complete set. It is several pieces. But this wonderful historian, she's written several great histories of Icelandic and Viking culture. It's how she comes to think that they are carved not only by one artisan, but a woman and in Iceland. And what is important about that is also about showing how the Northlands and the Viking culture was more than, you know, raiding, pillaging, looting, and how there was this really rich culture that is very influential into British history, the British Isles, and thence our own. But it's also about art and language and walrus hunting even.
Wow. So a lot going on.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. I also have a little more pertinent to this time of year. Stacy Schiff's has a new book coming out called The Witches, and that is, of course, on the Salem Witchcraft Trials of 1692. If you remember, Stacy is the author of Cleopatra, which
right.
won the Pulitzer a few years ago, and this is a remarkable book about the whole witchcraft trials, what happened before, what led up to them. It's a total review of the history and also the mythology.
It's The Witches by Stacy Schiff. It comes out later this month on October 27th.
Correct, correct. And it reads really, really well.
Wonderful.
I do have a couple of novels.
Okay.
One of my new favorite authors is T. Geronimo Johnson. And his book is called Welcome to Braggsville, and it is a paperback. And it is an amazing story of a retelling. Well, let's see. It is a great compatriot, I would say, or comparison to Donna Tartt's book, The Secret History, that came out a number of years ago.
Yeah.
This is from four students' points of view. They are at Berkeley, and they decide to do an intervention at a Civil War reenactment back in Georgia. And it's all set in current time. And, of course, lots of chaos, gripping action ensue. It is an amazing book. Raw, realistic, and just an amazing writing style of an author I have just discovered.
And that author is T. Geronimo Johnson, and the book Welcome to Braggsville. Next.
Okay. I also have one of my other favorite authors, Peter May, a mystery writer from Scotland, and his newest book is called Entry Island. And that book is set both in the current St. Lawrence Island of Entry Island and also in the Isle of Lewis in the 19th century during the Highland Clearances. And it goes in back and forth between the two, but it shows the diversity and the conflicts between different groups, both in contemporary setting in the St. Lawrence Seaway, of the French-speaking and English-speaking peoples, but also of the 19th century issues dealing with the famine, and that the famine didn't happen just in Ireland, but it also happened in other parts of the world, especially in poor northernly, westernly Scotland. And it's a great novel.
Entry Island by Peter May.
Yes. And my last, I really wanted to discuss a book that is especially close to my heart, The Girl Who Sang to the Buffalo by Kent Nerburn. He is author of Neither Wolf Nor Dog, which came out in the, I believe, the 80s. But this is the third book in the series, and it is A Child, an Elder, and a Light from an Ancient Sky. And it is Kent's personal story of helping a Lakota elder find out what happened to his sister who got lost in the school systems. And this is nonfiction, but it also reads like fiction. And it's really about the teachers that we choose to have in our life, both the two-legged and the four-legged. There's always a great dog in Kent Nerburn's book, always. And it is just humorous but insightful on so many levels. It's a book that I've read twice this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And it is called The Girl Who Sang to the Buffalo by Kent Nerburn. For more information on Northshire Bookstore and the great work that they do, you can go to their website. It's northshire.com, or you can visit them in Manchester Center, Vermont, or Saratoga Springs, New York. Maeve Noonan, thank you very much for being with us this morning, and we look forward to having you back soon. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
A great pleasure. Again, you can see Maeve's list at our website, wamc.org, wamc.org.